We're starting a four-part series on my all-time favorite social media marketing topic, repurposing. And today, we're diving into the why behind having long-form content for your social media marketing. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. I'm so pumped for this series on repurposing because it truly is the key to sustainable and effective social media marketing for your teacher business. I mean, I could go on and on about repurposing, but I've done my best to keep it to just four easy to digest episodes for you. I'm sure there's going to be more down the road though. To kick off our repurposing conversation, we have to start with the why. Why you should have long-form content, and why using your long-form content to inform your social media content is so beneficial. So as you know, I spent the first few years of my teaching career as an ELA teacher. So whenever I see an opportunity for a vocabulary lesson, I just can't help myself. So before we get too far, we have to define long-form and short-form content. So for our purposes, long-form content refers to content such as blogs, podcasts, or YouTube videos you create for your teacher business. It's any content that contains multiple paragraphs, sections, etc., and it covers one topic or maybe even multiple topics in depth, like this podcast you're listening to. On the other hand, there's short-form content, which we typically think of as social media content. Your post, reels, stories, etc. These are pieces of content that can quickly and easily be consumed by your community members. Now you might be thinking, Cassandra, this is a podcast about social media, and you just told us that long-form content isn't social media. So why would you dedicate so many episodes to it? I know it sounds a bit funny, but like all things in life and business, your social media marketing strategy does not exist in a vacuum. It is one tiny piece of the puzzle that is your teacher business. And when we get all of the marketing pieces working together in harmony, that's where the magic happens. So in truth, your long-form content and your social media content shouldn't exist as separate entities. They should complement each other. And that's why we can't talk about one without talking about the other. Guess what? When you repurpose your long-form content to create social media content, you are ensuring that they complement each other and that you are getting the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to your marketing. Here's exactly how using the ideas from your blogs or podcast episodes or YouTube videos to create your Instagram or Facebook posts benefits your business. First and foremost, people need to hear ideas a lot. Sometimes we get caught in this idea that if we talk about the same ideas on our blog, let's say, and then talk about the same ideas on our Instagram, that people are going to get bored or annoyed, or that they're seeing the same content over and over, but that just simply isn't true. And here's why. Research used to show that it took someone at least 7 or so exposures to information before it really sunk in or they took action on it. But with our fast-paced digital lifestyle nowadays, there's some preliminary research that's starting to come out that shows people could need to see information up to 20 times before acting on it and remembering it. Truly, our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter, and we're getting more and more distracted, unfortunately. So just because you talk about it on your blog does not mean that people have seen it before. Or even if they've seen it before, that they've digested it enough to act on that information. So repurposing helps to create a cohesiveness across your marketing platforms for your brand. And that is so important when it comes to effective marketing because people need to see those ideas over and over and over again before they decide to act on it. Okay, enough about marketing. The reason my heart is so invested in showing teacher authors how to repurpose long-form content is the benefits for you. Not you as a business, but you as a person. You already have so much on your plate and so much of business is already hard. So anytime I can bring you information that will make reaching your goals easier, that is a top priority for me. The first benefit to you is just about having long-form content. As much as I love social media, the content really isn't ours. We're at the mercy of whatever social media platform we're using. If they decide to shut down the app or close you out of your account, your content is gone. And that's a scary and stressful thought. But long-form content, especially blogging, is a little more permanent. If Instagram decides tomorrow to delete their app, you still have a place for your community members to go to learn from you, and you still have a place to market to them. So yes, this is totally a business benefit, but it's also about your peace of mind. Having long-form content gives you a little more peace of mind than if all of your marketing strategy lived on a social media platform. Then, when it comes to the benefits of specifically repurposing that long-form content, it does one of my favorite things for you. It saves you time. If you focus on writing one stellar piece of long-form content, then you can use all of those ideas and break them into lots of social media posts, and boom, your social media marketing for the week, or two, or the month, is done. You don't have to take time to create content on one topic and then turn around and create more content on a different topic. It's less mental energy and less time to get your message out into the world, and that makes it sustainable for you. Okay, I know there is probably more that I want to say about the why of long-form content and its benefits, but I'm going to leave it short and sweet for you. Having long-form content like a blog, podcast, or YouTube channel, and using that to inform your social media content is the key to sustainably marketing your teacher business. Now, if you don't have long-form content yet, don't panic. Head over to Instagram and send me a DM. I would love to chat with you about the options and what could work best for your business, and most importantly, for you. And if you're itching to dive into more repurposing content while you wait for the next episode, I've created a whole Instagram guide with my repurposing posts in one easy-to-access place. And you can find those by heading to the link in the show notes. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.